the God of the Hebrews, did, and demanded compassion as well. And any reading of history at any time and in any place will show that compassion and kindness are in short supply always. Finally, distinctive to the Hebrews is a sense of chosenness, a sense of having a special mission, a divinely sanctioned mission. The Romans had something analogous. America, to the annoyance of the rest of the world often, has something analogous. That sense of chosenness is ultimately a Hebrew legacy. Finally, and this is correlated with that sense of chosenness, is what you could call a teleological sense of history. Teleological means pointed towards a goal. Telos, to use the Greek word. For most people, most of the time, history is just stuff that happens. That's the usual sense of things. The Hebrews were unique in thinking that history had a beginning and an end and a goal and was going somewhere. God had established a chosen people. He had given them a law. He had a mission for them. That sense of history as goal-directed has been with us ever since. Finally, the Hebrews were distinctive in their reverence for and concern for the law, Torah, which was embodied in the Torah, in a book. Ancient Israel, certainly after about 500 BCE, was a highly literate culture and was ever increasingly a book-centered culture. A sacred text. The Greeks and Romans didn't have sacred texts. The Hebrews do and did. Okay. Greeks. And their legacy is gigantic. The Romans mixed the two together to some degree, and for at least 2,000 years, people have been reflecting on Western culture. And this is no exaggeration, for 2,000 years, as a mixture between Greek and Hebrew. What the Greeks give us is systematic rationality, intellectual life, that above all. They invented logic. They invented philosophy, and in several guises. Ethics, the rational systematic study of how you should live. Metaphysics, the rational systematic study of what's out there, answering the two biggest of the big questions that I spoke of just a moment ago. They invented science in the sense of the systematic examination of nature. The Hebrews had a sense of history as a teleological process. The Greeks invented history as an intellectual discipline, the systematic study of the past. Their contributions in art are immense. Literature, of course, Homer and others whom we will discuss, sculpture. They, for the West in any case, invented realistic sculpture, and most people would argue, and I would agree, have never been surpassed in it, though they've been equaled in architecture. All of this a reflection of a point of view which, to the best of my knowledge, is entirely unique worldwide. They were human-centered rather than God-centered, even though, of course, they did have gods. Man is the measure of all things, said one of the self-proclaimed wise men in Athens, the sophists, as they were called. That is an inconceivable thing for any Hebrew to say. Inconceivable. Absolutely inconceivable. We're used to the notion of righteousness, compassion, gentleness, kindness, concern for others as good. But there's a whole other kind of good to which I would argue that we are equally committed, and that is excellence, good work, being good at something, good at speaking, good at learning, good at business, good at whatever you do. The Greeks had a name for that kind of excellence. They called it arete. And that stood at the top of their ethical pantheon, their ethical list of things to strive for. Arete, excellence. That is intrinsically competitive. And indeed, the whole notion of competition as an organized phenomenon is Greek. They invented the Olympics. They loved competition more than anybody has since, except perhaps us. They had competition to see who would get architectural contracts when they invented tragedy. It was a competitive game.